This is Abi Kiyus recording for Maseches Sukkah Daf Tes Amid Beis, and we're starting the very top of the Amid with the Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah Ha'osa Sukkaso Tachasa Ilan. If someone builds his sukkah underneath a tree, Kilu Asa B'Tocha Beis. It's the same as if you built it inside your house, meaning it's obviously puzzle. Sukkah al gabe sukkah. Let's say you built one sukkah on top of another. El yona kshera. The top sukkah is perfectly kosher. Tachtona psula, and the bottom sukkah is going to be puzzle. And we'll explain in the Gemara what is the reason for that. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Im ein diyorin ve'el yonef. Nobody's living in the top sukkah, tachtona kshera. Then the bottom sukkah is kosher. Meaning if they're utilizing both, then the top one is good and the bottom one is no good. But if they're only utilizing the bottom one, then the bottom one is good. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, Rava says, lo shanu ela be'ilon she'tzlas meruba mechamasa. This is only talking about a tree. If you put the sukkah on a tree, that has rove tzel, meaning that it gives the majority of the shade, and therefore the shade of the sukkah is not coming from the schach, rather the tree that's above the sukkah. Aval chamasa meruba metzilaso, but if the sun is getting through those leaves and there's very little cover from the sun to the point that the rove sunlight is coming through, ksheiras, and then the sukkah underneath it is going to be kosher. Mimai, how do I know this? Midikatani, from the fact that the Mishnah taught it in such a way that it said, Ki'ilu asa v'toch habayis. It's like you built it inside the house. Lamali lemisni, ki'ilu asa v'toch habayis. Lisni psula. So he says, "What? How am I being medayik this? Because it could have just easily said, it's puzzle. Why do you have to say, it's as if you made it inside the house? Elaha kamash malan. Rather, it comes to teach us the ilan dumya debayis. Right? That the tree is being treated in a similar fashion as if you would have made it inside a house. Ma bayis tzlasim ruba mechamaso. Obviously, the whole point, well, not the whole point, but one of the main points of the house is that you have a functional roof where you get, you know, it says here, rov tzel. Obviously, it means you want complete cover from the sun. So af ilan tzlasim ruba mechamaso. So too, the tree has to at least serve that function that it gives you the majority of your shade. So now the Gemara asks, wait a second, why does it help if a lot of sunlight is getting through that tree? Meaning if the rove of the sunlight is not shade is coming through the tree, what good does that do me? He is joining together now schach pasul together with his schach kosher, meaning let's learn it according to Rashi. There are other ways in the Rishonim to learn this, but basically one of the things that it applies to the rule of schach is that it has to be detached from the ground. If you could use the same schach, if it's attached to the ground, it's no good, and if it's detached from the ground, it is good. So the Gemara says, so what do you have over here? You're basically using the tree, which is attached schach, and you're going to join that together with your detached schach, and it's going to become a problem because you're going to have a lot of pasul schach up there. So the Gemara gives an interesting answer. So we say, Amar Rav Papa, no problem. Kish or Bishech Chavatan. It's when you push them down. The way Rashi explains it is you took the branches and they're not hovering above the tree. That would be a problem regardless, even if it was Rov Tzel coming through. Has to be talking about a case where the tree was right above the sukkah and you lowered the branches of the tree while still attached to the tree onto the sukkah. And now it's a big mixture of the two, right? So the Gemara, and now we have the schach puzzle, meaning the attached schach is going to be less than the majority of the shade is coming from that. So it's all batel berov to the kosher schach. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ibishech havatan maila memra. If you pushed it down, what's the problem? Meaning, why would I even need to say it? Of course it's going to be kosher, meaning if you built the sukkah and the majority of the schach is going to be kosher and the minority is going to be puzzle and the shade is coming from the rov kosher schach, no problem. So why do I need a special din to tell me that if it's not so much shade coming from the attached schach, then it's kosher? Of course it's kosher. Gemara says, "Mal detaim, I might have thought nigzar hechad chavatan or hechad lo chavatan, because you know not every single tree is going to be the right height where you could push it down onto the schach. So I should make a gzera, and I should say this guy is going to push it down onto the schach, and he's going to say that that's acceptable. But most people who have similar sukkahs, it's not going to be in such a situation where you can just push it down on top of the schach, or they're going to forget to do it, and they're going to be sitting in a pasul sukkah thinking, oh, my neighbor over there, he has attached schach, you know, he has a tree above his sukkah, and he's using it, so I can use it too, without pushing it down onto the top. So then we should make a gzera prohibiting all of it. So Gemara says, kamash malanda lo gezrinan. So we see from here that we don't make such a gzera, and it is acceptable. So Gemara says, nah, that's not the chiddush, because hanami tanina. That I also know from a different Mishnah, the coming Mishnah. Hidla le es hagefen. If you took grapevines and you threw them over the side of the sukkah, the grapevines usually run along the ground. They don't stand up on their own vertically. So you took the grapevines and you ran them over the top of the sukkah to make them into schach. Vesa dlas, or you did it with the pumpkin vines. Vesa kisus. All right, I'm not sure what kind of vines those are, but same idea, another type of vine where you put them on top of the sukkah, the sike chal gabon, and then you added tzchach to them, so psula, that's pasul. Vim haya siko harbe mehen, but if you had the majority of it, was going to be the kosher tzchach, oshe katsatsan, or you cut the vines from their source, and now they are detached, ksheira, that's going to be kosher. So heichi dami. So what's the case over here? You're going to say that they didn't actually push them down onto the top of the schukah. That's impossible. How come it's darf schach pasul im schach kosher? Because then you're trying to join together the schach pasul with the schach kosher, meaning it's not a big mixture on the top of the sukkah. Each one is recognizable on its own, and you can't join the two together. It's not like you made a mixture of the two, and now we're going to go based on the majority, which would be acceptable. So el alav kishechavot, and it must be that they are all pushed together, and it's you go based on the majority. V'shma mina de lo gazrina, and we see from there you don't make a gzera that when you push them together it's no good because maybe you won't push them together. So I already know that from the upcoming Mishnah. I don't need it from here. So Gemara says, "Ma'u detei mahani mili b'di'eved." I might have thought that only works b'di'eved, meaning if you did it, fine, we'll accept it. We don't like it, so avel lecharchila lo, but you don't have the right to do it lecharchila. Kamash malan. From here, we learn you can even take the tree, push it down onto the schach lecharchila, and that's not a problem as long as you're going to have rov kasher schach. Next little sugya, sukkah al gabe sukkah. So we said that the top one was pasul, the bottom one was kosher, right? So now it says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanu, we quote the following brisa, right? We changed that word in Masoras HaShas to basukos teshvu, right? Because it says basukos teshvu, velo basukkah shetachas asukkah. And not in a sukkah that is underneath another sukkah, velo besukkah shetachas ha'ilan, and not a sukkah that's under a tree, velo besukkah shebetoch habayis, and not a sukkah that is inside of a house. What is going on here? So right now we're darshening, so it's actually a typo. That's what the parentheses are there to change. So it's written in the Torah without any vavs. So it's coming to exclude other formats of a sukkah, meaning it's a single roof. You want that single schach. You don't want that double schach. So it's not a sukkah underneath another set of schach. It's not a sukkah underneath a tree. It's not a sukkah underneath a roof. It's the only thing that's separating you from the sunlight is the single set of schach. That's how they're darshening it over here. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, Adarabba, maybe it should be just the opposite. Basukos, because it's pronounced in the plural, it's spelled basukas, but it's pronounced in basukos. So tarti mashma, that implies multiple roofs, meaning you can have a sukkah with another roof on top of it. So I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no, basukas ksiv, meaning it's written without any vavs, and therefore we follow that idea that it is only a single schach is going to be valid. Okay, so now Rav Yirmiyah comes along and has some exceptions to this rule. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rav Yirmiyah says, Pa'amim shishtein ksheiros. You can have a scenario where both of the sukkahs are kosher. Pa'amim shishtein psulos. You can have a scenario where the top and the bottom are both pasul. Pa'amim shetachtona ksheir v'alyona psula. Pa'amim shetachtona psula v'alyona ksheir. And you can have a scenario where the top one is good, bottom one is bad, and bottom one is good and top one is bad. How does this work? So number one, Pa'amim shishtein ksheiros. How are they both going to be kosher? Echidami. How is that? Kigon shetachtona chamasim ruba mitzilah. So the bottom one has a lot of shade. The Elyona, Tzlasim Ruba, it has too much sunlight, and the Elyona is Tzlasim Ruba Mecha Masa. And the upper one has plenty of shade. V'kayma elyona v'toch esrim. And the top one is not too tall. It's within 20 amos. So therefore, the top one is going to be providing the shade for itself and the bottom one. So that really counts only as one schach. And that's going to be valid for both people, both sets of individuals living in those sukkahs. Pa'am sh'shtein psulos. How are they both going to be pasul? Hechidami, how's that? Kigon d'tarvayot slasim ruv mechamas. And they both have proper amounts of shade. And therefore, the bottom sukkah is going to be possible, right? But the bottom sukkah is going to be possible because it's getting enough shade already from the top one. So you have a double sukkah there, and that's not acceptable. V'kayma elyona l'mala me'esrim. And the top sukkah is so tall, it's above 20. So that's already no good because it's too tall. So me'esrim mama, sorry. Pa'amim shesh tachtona k'sher v'elyona psula. And we said sometimes the bottom one will be good and the top one will be bad. So yichidami, how does that work out? So now we're already going on to daf yudam and aleph. So we're not going to finish this, but I'll just give you the heads up. Kigon shatachton atzlasim ruba mechamasa. The bottom one has plenty of shade. And the top one doesn't have enough shade. And they can both be within 20 amos, meaning it, as long as the bottom one is the only one that has a kosher amount of schach, it's not a double schach because the top schach is not enough, right? And all right, so you'll see, you already understand how the next one's going to play out, but we'll save that Bezra Hashem for next time.